In 1927, we had a large epidemic of very virulent smallpox. There were 35 deaths from it in the area from Grand Prairie to the border. The young wife of our provincial police sergeant, Sergeant Purdy, was one of the first. My wife and I went to all the schools from Wembley to the border and vaccinated all the children. The government paid nothing for this, just supplied the vaccine. My $100 a month had stopped when we went east. The teachers had asked the children to bring 50 cents apiece for their vaccination. Some did, some didn't. Some just brought the rest to their families, but all were vaccinated. The Indians had the least resistance to smallpox, almost none at all. There were a lot of Indians on the reservation at Rio Grande, 30 or more miles west of Wembley, that I looked after. A big Indian agent, Leo Ferguson, half French and half Indian, a good friend of mine, always came with me. To protect the Indians, we went first thing out to the reservation. Leo sent 9 or 10 horseback riders out in all directions and gathered the tribe together, and all the Indians were vaccinated, except 2 families and 2 teenage boys. They had hid under a little bridge or culvert and were not vaccinated. They all got black smallpox, and they all died, all 16 of them. I've often thought that the whole reservation might have been wiped out if he'd not gone out there early. Black smallpox is hemorrhagic smallpox, showing no resistance. The pox filled with blood. The patients bleed from all orifices of their body, and was always fatal in those days.